Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Today we got a lit show for you guys, so sit back and enjoy the ride. Coming in from our homes in Atlanta is myself, Portia Headcrack Gary, and our Los Angeles crew, the lovely Sherry Shepherd and Chewy Martinez. What's up, y'all?
Hey. Peace and love, sis.
Hey, Brad, Heidi and Frank will join us later when we dish the latest smash alert between Minka Kelly and Trevor Noah and Real Housewife of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey. She says she's tired of quarantine sex. Wait a minute, what?
Who said that? All right, and plus Headcrack chat with the very cute John David Washington about his new movie, Tenet. But first, Headcrack, what you got going on?
Okay, y'all, you might want to brace yourself for this one because this extremely weird video for Kanye West and Tyga's never-released song, Feel Me, has finally been leaked. Now, apparently, the director, Eli Russell Lennox, posted the video to his IG, and the final scene of it shows Kim Kardashian symbolically giving birth to her sister, Kylie Jenner.
Wait, what?
Now, that sounds confusing.
Wow.
Check it out. This looks like every like perfume ad from like the late 80s,
right.
Early 90s that used to come on TV.
Right.
But with the low 90s, 2000 flip.
Yeah. I remember the perfume ads. I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan. Not I can bring home the bacon and send my sister out between my legs. This is
oh, my God.
I'm telling y'all this. Kylie is Kim's child. And not even let me know about it, honey. Yes, ma'am, baby. You know Kim been doing it for a long time, honey. And that's her child, baby. Now they're just letting the world know that it really happened. So, I mean, congratulations, honey.
Well, Kim Kardashian is the father of a lot of people's styles.
Yeah.
Now, according to the director, the shot of Kylie coming out of Kim's private area is symbolic of her rise to fame. And if you read even deeper, I mean, that's how one person got popping. And, you know, she's selling sex a little bit to get popping herself. So.
But guess what? If that's the case, then they need to have a couple more people walk out of that vagina. They need to have the other sister, Chloe, other sister, Courtney, and the mama.
Right.
Everybody need to walk out of that.
It's Ray J.
And Ray J. Kim birthed them all, baby.
Would you be cool doing a video like this? Like, let's say, like, if Portia, you were twerking, and your sister came out of your twerk. Like, would that be a video you would allow to have?
That would go viral.
But when I drop her, she got to fall right in dead into a twerk, okay? Don't you get out while you drop and start twerking, because you know you got to get ready.
Wow.
Well, if you think Kim giving birth to Kylie is a little weird, wait till you hear this story. So, reportedly, Mike Tyson and Naomi Campbell had a little fling back in the day. During the time of Mike and Naomi's relationship, supposedly some drama went down, which involved a moving vehicle. Okay, whoa.
Yikes.
Chris Rock spoke about the incident while chatting with Naomi on her YouTube channel. Take a look.
Remember, I think Mike pushed you out of a moving car one night.
Did he? I was sure it wasn't me that pushed him.
First.
That's if I even got in the car with him. He wasn't the best driver, Chris.
I think you gave somebody a number. He lost his head. That's odd, right? My whole life, I've been lusting for you, and I've been, like, next to the guy. So...
Whoa. And Chris is still shooting shot, though.
This is exactly why you don't bring close friends onto your podcast without telling them what not to say first.
Right. But that's what I'm saying, Portia. Are you shocked to hear that Naomi dated Mike Tyson? I'm like, wow.
I'm almost not really, because if you look back, Mike dated almost every top woman in the industry. Like,
he had his pick of the litter.
So I'm not exactly shocked. And, you know, he liked chocolate, too, back then, so. Mm-hmm.
Gary, Naomi, we know Naomi. She can be a big gangster. You think this is true?
Yeah, I think it's true, Sherry, because you got to remember, honey, they did not have cell phones back in the day when Mike and Naomi dated. So, honey, she couldn't get you with a cell phone like she did, you know, one of her sisters. So I think Mike really did that.
Oh.
It's a very sad time, honey. So, yeah.
Are you talking about when she hit her assistant with the phone?
But you think it could have been Naomi pushing Mike Tyson out the doggone car?
Yes, ma'am, baby. She popped and put him out the car. Because, you know, Mike couldn't really talk that well, so he didn't know what she was about to do.
What?
So, baby, she got
him. Okay.
She put him out the car.
Naomi Campbell seems like the type that would fight back. So he had his, you know, he wasn't going to take advantage of Naomi too much. You know what I'm saying? Because she probably has a mean uppercut, too. Damn it, she is.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Naomi Campbell don't play.
All right, y'all. Yesterday, we talked about Adele's celebration of Jamaican culture and how some people accuse her of cultural appropriation. She wore a Jamaican flag bikini top and her hair in Bantu knots. Yes, she did. Well, y'all, all the attention got her a new admirer.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And that is Chet Hanks, y'all. Chet Hanks, son of Hollywood royalty Tom Hanks. Chet was also accused of cultural appropriation for speaking Jamaican patois earlier this year, but that didn't stop him from shooting his shot with Adele. Y'all, check this out.
Adele, you know I say me a prayer from long time, but after me see a picture of that, it sweet me. Me not tell no lie, my girl, ear style fit you. Big up yourself.
He's smoking that Bob Marley again.
And he shot his shot in the accent, too.
Calm down, Porsche.
I don't like
Calm
this. Down, Do y'all think that make a good couple?
It would be one of them things where they would date for a couple of weeks and then probably break up because, like, you know, he would get caught with drugs on him or a gun in the car. Like, he's like Malibu's most wanted kind of funny.
That's all that would happen.
Sharon,
2 weeks.
What would you say, honey, if Chad, honey, wanted to shoot a shot at you, honey? What would you say?
You know what? I thought it was kind of cute. He got the Jamaican patois down. But I'm like, you know, for me, I need somebody that my son could go, can you take me to the dentist? That's what I need. Jamaican patois ain't going to do nothing for me. But it was cute.
All right. We all know David Blaine for his crazy stunts, right? But the latest one took him to an all-time high. The illusionist attached himself to 52 big balloons and floated into the sky over Arizona. No, you would never see me doing that. No. Yeah.
In the Arizona heat balloons.
And right. Exactly. Exactly. When he reached almost 25,000 feet, David detached himself from the balloons and parachuted safely down to the ground. Can you believe that, y'all?
25,000 feet. How high do a plane go?
30,000. 35,000. 37,000. Yeah, it's up there, man. So he did that. He did that.
Why didn't his head pop up from pressure or something?
I don't know.
He's a magician, Porsche.
He even became a licensed hot air balloon pilot for this stunt, y'all. So
he went all in.
HK, how do you think this compares to his other stunts? You know, like being buried alive and being encased in ice for 63 hours. He's lit like that.
You know, Chewy, this was cool and all, but my favorite David Blaine was when he was in the hood scaring black people, like with card tricks. Like, that was the real fright fest. You know what I mean? Like, I swear there was a couple times I almost saw somebody pull a gun out on him because they thought he was the devil. Like, that is the David Blaine that impresses me. Yeah. These are stunts.
That's so epic. They still do it now. They still do that stuff on Instagram, on YouTube.
Yo, and the reaction is always the same. Oh, hell, what?
Right. Those are the best. The reaction videos are the best. They're always the best.
Catch them off guard. Might get shot, might not. Never know.
All right, up next, two of my favorites, a smash alert and a celebrity clapback, honey. Find out more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Dish.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, it's time for another... Well, yes, word on the street is that Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly are booed up.
Ooh, I like that.
Themselves in quarantine love.
Pretty couple.
Not sure if you know the dating history of these two, but Trevor Noah was in a public relationship with ex-girlfriend, singer, songwriter, and model Jordan Taylor. They're about 2 years on, and the pair split in 2017. Okay. Minka, she's got a long history of high-profile relationships. She was previously linked to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams, as well as Chris Evans, John Mayer, Derek Jeter,
Minka,
Donald Faison, amongst many of the others. But she's got quite a list there. Sources saying Trevor and Minka are very happy, and it's a very serious relationship.
She's older than him, though, I think.
Yo, Sherry, it looks like Minka mostly dated actors. Do you think now she's going for that smart political talk show guy?
I think, you know, that is a good look for Minka. Because I think about it, and I like the age difference, and I think about it too, Heidi, because I've been thinking about getting with a you know, radio co-host slash TV co-host being older.
Oh.
That
oh.
sounds so sexy.
Oh, I was wondering if you were maybe willing to go the Niecy Nash route and perhaps, you know.
Stop teasing me.
Heidi's trying to have a thruple.
Don't make promises you can't keep, Heidi. You know, I...
All right, you guys. So this is some story, and we have a lot of investigating to do because there are some pictures of Aubrey O'Day. Maybe. Pictures that people are claiming it's her, and she's clapping back at these body-shaming trolls. Recently, there were some photos of her that surfaced that supposedly her. She was spotted out in Palm Springs. And fans assumed the photos from Palm Springs were Aubrey because apparently the girl in these photos and Aubrey have the exact same tattoos. And Aubrey also likes to put, like, different little dyes on her dog's ears and stuff. She dyes her dogs. And the girl in this picture has little dogs that she's dyed. So, it looks like it could be Aubrey O'Day.
Well, I'm looking at the pictures, Heidi, and I know that you were in Palm Springs. Rings.
Stop
Did you
it.
See this other woman?
Stop
Did you
it,
see
Frank.
This woman who's being accused of being Aubrey O'Day?
Yeah, that was a good turn. Good pivot.
Okay, there is a lot to break down because we're going to have to decide if this is her. She's claiming these photos are not her. She even went as far as posting a real-time photo of herself with a sign that said, "It is August 31st, 2020, 9 p.m. I'm Aubrey O'Day. This is degrading."
Jeez.
She then continued to clap back at trolls and wrote, quote, "It's so sick what people will do for clickbait. And that my attorney needed this photo to defend me against it. When is this industry going to stop abusing women's bodies?"
You think she would have said anything if they took a picture and it looked like this, the opposite effect, where it was like, the woman is really, really skinny or really fit. You think Aubrey would have come forward and says, "That's not me.
This is me
right
August
now.
August 31st,
Look at me right now. I'm not nearly that fit."
I got pictures of Beyonce on my refrigerator right now with my head on top of Beyonce's body. Please mistake me.
And now the ATL crew has a deal for you.
Okay, you guys. Today's deal is the Cuisine Art 7-Piece Stainless Steel Chef Collections Cookware.
Nice.
Woo. Woo. Yeah. And if you about your chef cooking skills or you want to do more cooking at home, then this is the perfect choice for you, baby. This beautiful stainless steel set has everything that a home chef needs. I'm talking about aluminum encapsulated bases to ensure quick and even heating and tight-fitting covers with dripless rims on lids. Woo!
Oh, yes, Niece, yes. Baby. A good lid, baby, is necessary, honey, and it helps to seal in moisture and prevent dry food.
That's right, Gary. And the stainless steel handles provide extra support and balance when you pick up the pot or try to pour liquids out of it.
Yo, Brad, I love a good stainless steel cooking set. Never discolors or alters flavor. Now, how much is it?
Well, Head Crack, usually it can run as high as $260. But for our dishettes out there, it's only $79.
Oh, stop playing games.
Oh, my God.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, I'm sitting down with John David Washington to talk about his new sci-fi thriller, Tenet. Don't go nowhere. More Dish Nation coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, in the building right now, you know him as Ron Stallsworth from the movie Black Klansman, and maybe you remember from Ricky Jarrett in the drama Ballers, and right now, he got a new big budget box office film that makes you want to risk it all to go back to the theaters. One time for John David. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's happening?
Everything is great. Congratulations on a new movie, Tenet. I loved it. I will go see it again. No mask.
Whoa. No, you're risking a little too much. That's not necessary, man. That's not necessary.
You know, I haven't seen a movie since February, and it was this movie that brought me out of hibernation, and it gave you everything that you wanted in a film. Action, suspense, and a whole nine. And somebody was telling me you did some of your own stunts, too, right?
I did a lot of them, yeah, and that was part of the perk. I loved that challenge. My body disagreed with me towards the end, but I loved doing all that stunt work. It was great. It was so much fun.
And you worked with a lot of heavy hitters. I mean, Christopher Nolan, I mean, he has a whole bunch of tremendous films in his, you know, on his resume. You also got to work with the new G's like Robert Pattinson and some of the old G's like Michael Caine. How surreal is it? Because everything is moving so fast for your movie career.
No, it was great. That was one of the most memorable moments of my career so far. Was working with Sir Michael Caine. He was so charming. He's so intelligent and funny. And then when it's time to shoot, he just turns on that charm. He turns on that legendary, acting voice that he has. And I found myself watching him instead of being in the scene with him. I felt so lost sometimes. It was a memorable day, one of the best days of my cinematic life. And all the cast, the entire cast, I really enjoyed being with, and they're so talented, and I was just lucky to be acting opposite of them.
No doubt. Now, like, the fans are loving it, the critics are loving it, and even people who do action films like Tom Cruise, he got to check it out in advance. How does it feel to get, love and accolades from your peers, bro?
Man, that was great. Like, seeing Tom Cruise next to a poster that I'm on with Christopher Nolan on the head of it, it was just like, my life, I don't believe it right now. This is not happening. And so, to get the okay, the thumbs up from a legend like that, an action star, it was great. It was a great moment.
Now, John David, your level up is strong. Now, if you're hanging out with your pops for whatever reason, pre-COVID or even post-COVID, who's getting stopped for pitches more? Is it you or him? Or is it starting to, like, balance out now?
Denzel Washington is a legend. It's always going to be him more. Always.
You are a young legend on the rise. The movie is called Tenet. Be sure you go see it. Yeah. It is worth the movie-going experience. Mask on, please. Mask on, please.
Thank you. You're talking about mask on.
Mask on. Mask on, please. John David Washington, God bless. Continue success, bro.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Being in quarantine, has its shares of ups and downs. The up is we get to spend more quality time with our loved ones, Frank. Hardly got that out while looking at him.
Wow.
Well, for Cynthia Bailey, she can't get her freak on the way she wants to because she is quarantined with her and her fiance, Mike Hill's kids. Now, Cynthia told Us Weekly that Sherry, can you give us your best Cynthia Bailey?
Oh, okay. Quarantine in a house with all your kids. Can you imagine trying to have sex with your man? You know how horrible that is to have, like, quiet, secret sex all the time? It's like they know it's happening, but you can't, like, be loud. It sucks. It really sucks.
I get that on one hand, but there is something taboo and sexy if you take yourself back into the old days, right, in your brain, totally. Frank, where you're making your woman go.
She has to be quiet.
How?
Now, Sherry, you've got a 15-year-old son who I'm sure at this stage of his life is aware of things happening and noises. What would you do, Sherry, if Jeffrey's home, but you got a man over and you're like, oh, God, I'm feeling it. What do you do?
You have to switch it up. Like if it was Chewy, I'd be like, Chewy, hit the book. I love algebra. I need your pencil. Mr. Chewy. Oh, write it one more time. One more time, Mr. Chewy.
Oh my God.
You know how to do it.
Drew's giving her singing lessons.
Wow.
You go.
Jeffrey's going to be like, Mom, you were practicing your Spanish last night. I heard you. It sounded so good.
I can see Jeffrey knocking on the door and go, Mommy, you okay? Mommy?
E equals MC squared.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.